From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Houston, funeral services will be held tomorrow for Captain Craig Linnell. He was the Continental Airlines pilot who died last week. He apparently suffered a heart attack in flight. Two other pilots landed the plane. As NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, the sudden death of a pilot usually poses little risk to passengers.
It's not especially common for a commercial airline pilot to die in the middle of a flight, but it's not unheard of either. The FAA says there have been 6 cases in the last 15 years where a pilot or first officer passed away in the air. Each time the plane landed safely, sometimes without passengers even knowing anything was amiss. David Hale, whose company Pilot Medical Solutions helps prepare pilots for health exams, says commercial airlines have at least 2 people in the cockpit, each qualified to fly the plane alone.
In fact, oftentimes the individuals will trade off, and that is one pilot is designated as the pilot flying and the other is the co-pilot, and maybe in another leg they'll switch. So the likelihood of being overcome by the lack of the other pilot is pretty low.
Until a couple years ago, a 60-year-old such as Linnell wouldn't have been in the cockpit of a U.S.-based commercial airline. Federal law used to require pilots to retire on their 60th birthdays. But in 2007, Congress raised that to 65. It's not clear Linnell's age played any role in his death. Indeed, in recent years, crewmen as young as 48 have died in mid-flight. Still, some people in the industry predict there will be more deaths as older people stay in the cockpit. Scott Shankland is with the Allied Pilots Association, the union for American Airlines.
These events are rare, but they do happen, and it's just a statistical health fact that they are going to happen with increasing frequency now that we're letting pilots fly to 65 instead of age 60.
Shankland's union unsuccessfully tried to stop Congress from increasing the retirement age 2 years ago. At the time, it said it was concerned both about the safety of older pilots and the effect on younger pilots looking to move up. But Shankland says the union has accepted the new law and sees no need to change it now. Russell Raymond of the Aerospace Medical Association says most doctors who work with pilots believe the new retirement age carries no safety risk.
Age 60 was selected in the late 1950s, and it was fairly arbitrary. There was no science to that. And other countries have allowed pilots to fly to age 65, and there has been no accidents that are attributable to advanced age.
The FAA, which long had defended mandatory retirement at age 60, changed its position in 2006 after examining that overseas data and reviewing other studies. Several researchers have concluded that age has little effect on pilot safety. And one study, co-authored by Johns Hopkins University professor Susan Baker, suggested older pilots are less likely to have accidents.
I would much rather fly with a 65-year-old pilot than a 25-year-old pilot. I would expect him to be much more seasoned, able to take care of any emergencies.
Commercial pilots over 40 face stricter medical requirements, including mandatory heart tests. Captain Linnell's wife told a Houston television station that he saw a doctor as required every 6 months and never had any problems. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.